Joining us now, a special interview here. We've always talked about how blessed we are to have the Andrews Institute in our own backyard right here in Gulf Breeze. Easier for everybody to get to, thanks to the bridge and now being reopened. But the folks out there have done an incredible job. And Dr. Kathleen McGraw, sports medicine manager, joining us here today, having an opportunity. Kathleen, we appreciate the time and really looking forward to this interview.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here and appreciate the time to get to talk.
Well, let's start off, you know, when it comes to sports medicine outreach, you know, it's a word that we hear those, it almost sounds like a generic word that most people just nod their head and like, oh, I know what that is. But when you really ask them, okay, what does that exactly mean? They sort of just, they take a rain check on it. So what does it exactly mean when you say sports medicine outreach?
Absolutely. Great question. And yeah, hopefully I can shed some light without taking a rain check myself. But overall, you know, we talk about sports medicine and a lot of healthcare in general. I think people think about coming into a medical facility and sort of that outreach. I hate to use the word to define it, but it's a really cool arm, extension of the services that we can offer through Andrews Institute and Baptist Healthcare. It's a really neat department, our sports medicine department, sports medicine outreach team that goes out and we are in the community and different capacities daily. You know, we're really out there six, sometimes frequently 7 days a week, depending on the setting. You know, that's can be anywhere from our high schools. A lot of people think of that. That's the largest portion of our program that we have to offer is the athletic training services and some of our team physician services that are in our high schools. We have some middle school services as well. We have athletic trainers that are at some of our higher education facilities like Pensacola Christian, University of West Florida. We have a team of athletic trainers there. And then, of course, too, we've got like community events. So rec teams, club teams, adult leagues, all sorts of community activities and things. You know, there's a risk for injury with any activity. If you're me, I'm an athletic trainer for a reason. I was not blessed with the athletic genes, but you know, like anything, I can hurt myself walking down the street. But everything has a risk to it, so we're happy to meet people where they are playing and participating and being active, and hopefully keep them doing so and help them when they do get injured.
Kathleen, one of the things is a lot of these kids have been sitting out. Many did not play last year or have the chance to play in their sport or get to do the things that they maybe used to do. So a lot of kids, there's the possibility of more injuries when you're not stretching or you're not doing something. You just pick something up from scratch. And you guys provide sports medicine to the local public high schools from Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton counties. You know, and a lot of people might not know about it, but how many student athletes are we talking about when you have an opportunity to reach out and provide those services?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough number to kind of pin down. We think it's somewhere in the 8,500 range, though, you know, well over probably the 7,500 range at least. We have a lot of athletes that play multiple sports, and that's kind of one of the biggest factors that makes that number tricky to kind of pin down. But, yeah, I would say that's the estimate, even just at the high school level within those four counties that we're interacting with on a daily basis. We're really proud. We have athletic trainer in all the public high schools within that four county area that's available and accessible and checking in and available by phone. So, you know, it's an incredible number when we think about those impacts and those opportunities we have to get to provide medical, you know, guidance and information and advice if they do get injured for those people, student athletes and their families. And we hope we're, you know, a big value to the coaches, the schools, and those communities at large, really. We're there not just to take care of the student athletes. We'll be glad to talk to whoever has an injury or has a question. We're happy to guide. So, yeah, we don't take that lightly. We really value all those relationships that we have and those opportunities to hopefully provide, you know, a positive impact. I always like to say nobody wakes up on any given day and thinks, hey, today would be a cool day to get injured, you know. So, I mean, it's just something that you never know when we're needed, and hopefully we're a lot like an umbrella, and you don't necessarily need us, but you know we're there when you do. And so, you know, that's really cool thing for us, and we're really proud to be in partnership with all those schools.
Well, and Kathleen, we're lucky, like we said, to have you all here based on that people think they can Google thing, and that's probably the worst thing when you get an injury. If it's something quick to an emergency, it might be a good thing, but you can get a guy named Ralph in a basement that is giving you orthopedic advice, and you more than likely should skip his advice at any time. Getting to talk to you or any of the doctors with being on the sidelines, being there for the kids, is something that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do. And I think people need to take advantage of that we do have you guys there across the sidelines. We're coming up on football season. We'll be calling a game Thursday here on the network. And just to see you guys at all the different stadiums when it comes down to UWF or Pensacola State or working with so many athletes from the top level. What is something, though, besides when you talk about injured athletes, when we see you over there on the sidelines, for the people that might just see the team and then see the blue shirts or the black shirts, what else are you doing over there when you guys are not helping the injured athletes as team physicians?
Yep. So, yeah, well, I can see more from the athletic training standpoint. I'm more of that directly. Our team physicians are alongside with those athletic trainers on the varsity sidelines, in particular for football. But there's so much, you certainly see us when somebody is injured on the field. We're running out and helping them off the field, evaluating them, maybe having to call EMS, hopefully not. But, you know, we're working together as that team, athletic trainers, team physicians, really our coaches, our school administrators, everyone's really in that athletic healthcare team. We're always trying to make sure that those student athletes are participating safely, we're preventing injuries, and then if they do get injured, you know, we're determining can they return to play at that time, or do they need to go on and see a physician, you know, in the formal settings, things like that. But there's so much that happens for all of sports medicine, you know, outside of that game day, and that's rehab that's occurring. You know, there's a lot that occurs on site, or maybe things that are happening in the formal physical therapy setting. That we have Andrews Institute of Athletic Trainers that work, you know, alongside the physical therapists in that setting as well. But we do injury prevention, like I said, really making sure, thinking about heat preparedness, heat illness prevention, and what are we going to do to manage that if those things do occur. Wound care, just all sorts of things like that. Our colleges and universities, you know, in particular, they at every level, but really at those advanced levels, they're seeing a lot of mental health issues that they may be working with the student athletes to help make sure they're getting the care they need in that capacity, and really just kind of being someone there that's on their side. Not to say coaches or anyone else aren't, but they know that, hey, we're there, we have their best interests in mind, and if they need us for something, we're there to help as best we can. So I think those are there's a lot of things that really go into it that is the same way as like the team. There's so much that goes into a practice that, you know, it's amazing to watch it all come together on a game day. It's just a very different situation than what happens at practice. So I'd say the same thing. There's just a lot there.
Speaking with Kathleen McGraw, sports medicine manager at the Andrews Institute. When you get set for the season here, the student-athlete injury clinics on Saturdays will also be happening during the year. What is that, and really, who should be coming out to that?
Yeah, so our student-athlete injury clinics, the service that we've been happy to provide that for almost 20 years now. And so that is a free injury clinic that runs during the fall. This year it'll be already going, so this Saturday through November 6th. We will see ages 5 and up. So if you're a student-athlete playing sports and going to school, we're happy to see you. There's no appointment necessary for those visits. We run that at two sites. We have one here at Andrews and Gulf Breeze, and then at our main location, and then we also have that at our Fort Walton Beach location on Lewis Turner Boulevard. So we're happy to offer that, and it's a free clinic where you can get evaluated. We do have access to x-ray on site, and there's a charge to the patient or their insurance for that piece of it. But overall, you get to see an athletic trainer and an orthopedic physician there. We're happy to help guide. We see a mixture of sports. It's not just football. That's any sport. We always see a mixture of sports as well as, a mixture of injury severity. Some of those injuries did happen hours prior, and some had, been something that someone came in and it's been bothering them for a week or two, and they decided to seek care. So we're always happy to help there and help them start that, that management process for whatever they need. And hopefully it's just some advice and can point them in the right direction with one of our athletic trainers, but and they maybe line them up to see one of our physicians.
Kathleen, when it comes down to looking at concussion baseline testing programs, what does it actually do and why is it so important? We know concussions, ever since Will Smith jumped on the movie screen and said, tell the truth, even though he was just an actor. It became something where people understood with CTE how important it was. The game's changing, the equipment safer. People always say they want to see those huge hits, but at the same time, you don't want to see someone get hurt. You can't have it both ways. We want to see the players stay healthy for the most part. Nobody wants to see a person get injured, I hope. You're just a bad human being. But at this point, when it comes down to it, when you look at what you see with the testing in concussions today and the baseline testing program, how does that work for everybody out there that might not understand like the severity of how you're able to get a guy back on a football field or say, look, this is what we need to do to get you better?
Yeah, so the way I like to explain the true value of that to folks is that, we want to really look at that and see, hopefully we've done a baseline test so that we know kind of on a normal day, how are you functioning, how are you processing, how fast is your reaction speed, things like that. So we'll do those tests. We offer that over the summer to all of our student athletes. And, quick, pain-free, and a lot of our student-athlete stress, they think it's like, oh, I'm going to get a passing grade or a failing grade. It's not that at all. It's really an assessment of how they are on a normal day where they're feeling fine, feeling good, no injuries. And then, I said, hopefully, again, we have that and don't need it. But should they sustain a head injury or potential head injury, and we want to make sure that they have, returned back to that baseline, there's no deficit. So we'll do that testing once the student-athlete feels, they state to us on self-report that they feel fine, feel better, then that's another tool in our toolbox that goes along with that, clinical decision making. The physician's going to look at them and decide if, talk with them, see any red flags, anything of that nature, but make sure that that assessment's back to normal. It gives us greater confidence that student athlete really is, has recovered from it and is ready to go back to participation by beginning a return to play protocol.
That's incredible to have, Kathleen, because you guys in orthopedic medicine and what it comes down to helping people rehab or walk again, or the dad can throw the pigskin with his son in the yard at Thanksgiving because his shoulder is all right again. Those little things, that's huge. But also to be able to have an orthopedic group of people in there as surgeons and people that have the highest regards around the country be able to work with concussion protocol is just an extra plus that you have on the sidelines when you deal with the Andrews Institute, and I know we're lucky to have as well. When it comes down to it, I want to move it along because I do want to get to a couple more questions here, and I know we're running out of time, but the educational piece of safety for athletes is huge too. Can you tell us about the AED CPR training? Because that is so important for the coaches and partners with the school, especially what we have today with a lot of people having a hard time breathing and with COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think emergency preparedness is just a huge piece for us, and especially as an athletic training profession, sports medicine on the whole, we want to be prepared should those emergencies occur. But, we also recognize this doesn't just apply to student athletes. We think about events where you've got community members and parents and grandparents and officials and kids and everyone running around. You never know when something like that might happen. And it's really been a really big emphasis for us to do some AED and CPR training for coaches to make sure that they're trained. We will have the athletic trainers there and around, but we're one person. We want people to be confident and able to respond promptly and appropriately should an emergency occur. So we are really fortunate and excited that we have a group, about five of our athletic trainers are certified CPR and AED training instructors. And we are partnering with the school district, and we've gotten some equipment for that, some training mannequins, the latest gold standard ones, and we've been working with the school districts to help teach them. And that goes right along with some current legislature that was some laws that were passed last year requiring coaches to be trained and have a coach who is trained present at any practice, conditioning session, et cetera. So we're happy to partner with the schools and help them, not just with CPR and AED. We talk about emergency action planning, heat illness management, things like that. We really want everyone to be confident and reassured that they know how to react and respond should an emergency occur.
Well, and also physicals when it comes to that. Every kid out there getting ready for sports needs to get them. It's funny, as you get older, you realize that people like myself, as we age, go out of our way to go get physicals, like spend our own time and money. Where the kids, it's a blessing to have people like yourselves have an opportunity to be there for them. When it comes down to it, what is it to have the pre-participation physicals that you do every summer at Andrews? What does it cost, and what do you do to check in on it?
Yeah, we're really fortunate. We have such great support from Baptist Healthcare, Andrews Institute, our physicians, our athlete trainers, obviously, but volunteers also from around the organization that volunteer their time to come help, and we are so proud to offer that event free of charge to our partner schools. So all of our high school student athletes are invited to that event, and it ranges year to year, but we're typically doing 1,500, free participation physicals there. We're looking at the height, weight, vision. They get a blood pressure. They're getting a basic ortho screen. They also are seeing a physician who's doing, one-on-one evaluation there with them, talking through their medical history, anything like that. Really looking for those red flags, talking through them, if they have a history of COVID or any other pertinent family or personal medical history. We really want to make sure those student athletes are safe and prepared. And we've been fortunate to have cardiology on site with us through some the Morris cardiology department. There have been partners with us on that project, and so it's really good. We feel really good about doing that and offering it and making sure that student athletes are ready and safe, because like you said, it's really more relevant nowadays than ever, just with everything going on. Make sure people are safe and ready, and if they need us, we're happy to do that.
Kathleen, you guys do so much. One more here with the management of sideline emergency courses. Yeah, that's something that it sounds like getting people involved that might want to learn more, but also might have three or four kids, and they might be freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior getting ready for the football season, and they might want to be down there helping out. What's covered? Who is it for when it comes to the sideline emergencies course?
Yeah, so the official title of Management of Sideline Emergencies, there's a set course that we actually host for primarily for our staff, so we invite our coaches. I would love to have family members of the community, anything like that, if people want to learn more. A lot of that information, while we are healthcare professionals, our athletic trainers and our team physicians, our sport fellows, and so we have some physical therapists that come to that course that are on the sidelines with us throughout the football season in particular, but during the year overall. We invite all those people. We do that so we know that we're brushing up on skills that hopefully we don't have to use, but we want to make sure we've practiced those and gone through those, just like you would practice CPR on a mannequin, things of that nature. I would love anyone to be involved. If at any point that there's folks out there listening, they've got questions, they want to have some education, some training, confidence, we have several liaisons, our club sports liaison, our regional athlete training liaison. Those guys, they go around and very much particularly, we know that the coaches know how to coach and they're doing their thing there, but hey, what are you going to do if someone collapses on your field? How are you going to react? How are you going to respond? We want people to not just, panic. We want them to be confident and reassured. That's something that's just so important to us. We can fix ankles. We can stretch hamstrings. We can work on those things. And we do, and those are important. But we always want to know that we can respond appropriately in an emergency and impart that wisdom. There's more athletics and sports going on than ever, even with COVID. And so that's something that's really really important. We educate our student athletes. We educate our coaches. We're always happy to. So I really welcome anyone to please reach out to us at Andrews Institute if there's something we can help you from an educational standpoint on that. But we'll talk about, cardiac preparedness, heat preparedness, script a spine board, someone in a football game or any other sport, that kind of stuff, that course. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sideline emergency course seems a lot better than the one where I got the nuclear wings at sidelines and I ran out of water. So I think that's a much more important one when it comes down to actually helping out society. So thank you for what you guys do. And I'm telling you, it is something to have Andrews Institute here in our own backyard and to be able to, and a lot of people, like I think a lot of the doctors that we've had on in the past, talking with Dr. Jordan or the folks out there, Dr. Anz, I've always talked to them about, they always say, the local community, having it, take advantage of that, have the opportunities. We know the celebrities that come into town and have the opportunity to be there, but to have the best doctors in the world right here in our own backyard is something special. And I know, Kathleen, you get to work with them every single day. Thank you for what you do as a sports medicine manager, and we really appreciate the interview today.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I speak on behalf of my team. We've got 40-something athletic trainers, and they're an awesome team. They're very passionate about what they do. So please don't, anyone out there, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We are happy to help.